So what you are is absolutely nothing. And there's nowhere to go. This is beyond any concept of nothing. This has got nothing to do with the word nothing. And this is already known. This can't be got, no matter how many talks like this you come to. No matter how much you meditate, or practice whatever it is you've practiced. What you are is literally absolutely nothing. So can't be got, can't be owned. But of course the nature of thought is that it certainly will try, endlessly. Nothing's ever good enough for thought. The nature of thought is to criticize. But what you are simply sees all thought and is never touched, never affected by any thought. So within this play of all this stuff happening, in a way this room is a perfect example of all this stuff. So there's so much stuff going on, even right now. The appearance of lots of people sitting in this room. Perhaps there are thoughts, physical sensations of sitting on a chair, feet on the ground. Literally the physical sensation happening right now. This is all noticed, this is all seen in you. And when I say you, I'm not talking about this physical body, this appearance. Because this isn't all that you are. This appearance is happening in you. What you are is absolutely nothing. No substance, no quality. But sees all quality. Sees all the stuff. So what you are is always absolutely perfect. No matter how imperfect things seem to be. What you are is absolute love. No matter how loving you feel at the moment. What you are is absolute innocence, no matter how grown up you are. What you are is absolute freedom, no matter where you are or what you're doing. But there is this apparent story my life, me and my life. I grew up in whatever and I've done this and that. My name is. I'm a nice person. And all of this is noticed in you.